Welcome back to Rated G, part two, episode 49. We're chilling with my man Big L, Polo, Mark the Rat, Carlito. I got my man Adam with us.
What's up?
And myself, G. And I don't know what we were talking about. Oh, you were watching...
I watched some of it.
I watched some of The Making of a Murderer?
Not because I was tired.
The Making of a Murderer. Yeah, have you seen this?
No, I've heard that it's good, though.
I really don't know that much about it, but just the beginning.
So you don't know about a half hour, 40 minutes. So you haven't seen much, like, in the news now?
No. And I saw something on TV today, and I, like, lowered the volume because I want to watch the documentary first.
Oh, that's cool, man. I'm like, that's the way I would be, too.
I'm mad because I know already.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah. You seen yesterday, man. You haven't seen The Making of a Murderer?
You don't even know what it is. I haven't seen it, but you don't even know what it is.
The Making of a Murderer. You got Netflix, right?
Yes.
All right. You got to check out Making of a Murderer. It's about this dude, Stephen Avery, who did... 12 years? He did 12 years, 18 years for a rape that he didn't commit. And when he came out, he started to sue, of course, you know, the town he was from for arresting him wrong.
The police department, all that.
It started to unravel how they basically knew he was innocent, but they wanted to put him away. They wanted him to go down for it. Other precincts called up and said, "You got the wrong dude. You need to see this dude." And it wound up when DNA finally came out, it was the dude that everybody was pointing to, who they refused to look at. So he was about to make a whole lot of money. And in the process of getting ready to start the court, a chick that had seen him to take a picture of his car, because she takes pictures for cars that she puts up that people are selling in those magazines, gets murdered after seeing him.
This was when he started this.
This is after he got out. He was getting ready to start deposition the next day. The next day, he was getting ready to start deposition. She ends up dead. You know? Mm-hmm. So they come, they search his house, they don't find nothing. But then they do search parties because they can't find him.
You want to give the whole fucking...
I'm just saying, that's what it's about.
No, that's what it's about. That's fine.
I'm just giving you
the brainwash. Is there anything new for you?
All of that shit.
Just tell me you told me you saw it. That's what I thought. Episode 4.
I thought they released all that in the first 40 minutes. There must be a lot to fucking talk about. Most of that shit is in the first episode. I was thinking about all the shit.
Oh, you're a dick, then we can't talk about it. All right, whatever. You're a dick. We can't talk about it.
No, I know the whole premise of what's
Well, that's the premise. I wasn't saying anything else.
So this is all real.
Yes, it's real.
Yeah, it's actually going on
currently
as they're doing it.
Currently.
Well, as they're doing it, because what happened was, they were filming...
That's what I'm saying. I watched something today, and they started talking about it, and I lowered it not to hear it.
Well, all I'm saying is that they basically were filming it because they were filming the fact that he was suing them for getting old, you know, for putting him in jail.
Yeah. So now they try to get him on some other rap.
And that's it. Now they, and that's all I said. I didn't go past that.
Oh, no, you were getting into like...
No, I wasn't going to go into detail on you. That's not detail. Believe me, that's not detail.
Yeah,
I didn't go into no detail.
How do you know?
Because he saw one episode yesterday, and he was blown away. He couldn't move. He was getting up to leave. He stood there for an hour.
Yeah.
Just standing there with his jacket on. He couldn't move.
His back probably hurt, like he's doing now.
Well, now I'm standing
up. His sciatica.
My sciatica.
I like doing winter podcasts with you. Now I'm good. You know?
Why? Because I wear clothes?
Because you got jeans on. You don't fucking... This dude don't like to wear drawers and he sits there in sweatpants.
Right. I don't get greasy and sweaty.
It's just...
In the summertime, I don't wear sweatpants. I wear sweatshorts.
Yeah, it's gross. It's gross, man. And he always sits across
from me. I don't need to know this dude that well, man.
Yeah, it's gross.
You can keep that shit. I don't need to know.
Listen to the early podcast. You will know how much his weight.
No, but here's the thing. We don't got the early ones up there.
Oh. And you remember he forgot to renew the thing.
You already know ain't up there. I'll fix it after I fucking find my new place, man. That's more important. You know, otherwise they can just catch them 5 episodes at a time.
Yeah.
You know? But that's why I want to do the video.
Okay.
So that I can get it on YouTube. Make you a star. I'm going to make you a star. Take your shirt off. Let me see your nipples.
YouTube without video.
What?
You still do YouTube without video.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Nah, I want the video. I want everyone to see your pretty face. I want that pretty. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, you're gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? All you guys, beautiful. I'm the one with the fucking bulbous head.
The bulbous head.
Right? Always looks like I got an idea. Right? No, I'm not lying. It looks like a light bulb. It's got the shape of a fucking light bulb. I'm telling you, my head is big. I can go anywhere I want in Hollywood if I wanted to.
You remind me
But I'm not willing to go that far, man. And I know some way that's where it takes. You see these dudes after they blow up, they get all juicy. They just look juicy. I don't want to be juicy.
I don't think you'll ever be juicy, man.
Nah, I don't want
to
be.
Even if you started to become juicy, one of these dudes would be like, man, juicy. You're juicing that shit up.
Yeah, son.
We're not going to hang with you anymore if you keep juicing it up, man.
Yeah. That almost happened because I did a, when I was with the band, I did a shoot for Vibe Magazine. All
right.
And they made us like put, you know, makeup and shit. Like, the makeup shit.
Yeah, I understand, man.
Dude, when this picture came out, I was like, what the fuck? My dreads were all back. My head was like, oh. I said, what the fuck they do to me? My face was like just perfectly chiseled. I was like, what the fuck? So after that, we were like, yo, no one's ever fucking juicing us up again like that, yo. So when we did the video, they had a makeup artist there, and we were like, no, you ain't putting no makeup on us. She was like, what do you mean? We were like, you're not putting no makeup on us. She was like, go see the bags on your eyes. I said, bitch, I stay up so late every night to work on the bags. You're not putting no makeup on me. She goes, but then if I don't do makeup, I got to leave and I don't have a job. I said, we'll find something for you to do. And she just wiped the sweat from our heads the whole night.
That's cool. That's
we called her Sweat Girl. We were like, Sweat Girl! And she come running over and just wipe us down because it was hot like a motherfucker.
When was this?
90.
Yeah, man. I imagine it was hot, man.
93, hot. Right? 92, 93. And it was in the summer. Man, like, I got no shirt in one of the parts of the video. I go topless. Were you there?
I was there. I remember.
I don't remember much. I know I came home with no shirts.
Where did you shoot it?
Underneath the 59th Street Bridge. On the Manhattan side.
On the Manhattan side. Oh, yeah. Sweet, man.
Yeah, now it's like all shops and shit under there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nothing under there.
Nothing. It was a bar. It was just a bum. Remember, they wanted to move him. And I said, nah. We're in his place. And he ended up in the video.
You ever been under, there's a park, Fulton Ferry State Park. It's on the Brooklyn side between the Manhattan Bridge and the Brooklyn Bridge.
Nope.
Okay. When I was in high school, that place was like an old, empty lot. And you had to walk all the way down to the rocks and swing out on a fence to get around the fence to get into the park. And we used to go there and just fucking smoke weed and hang out. It was right on the water. No one ever came by. And there was, like, sometimes we'd get there and there'd be, like, you'd see, like, a big stack of pornos in a corner. Like, a big stack of, like, you'd be like, I'm going to go hang out over there. But, like.
That's a little weird.
Well, there was just, you know, there was, like, homeless people hanging around there. But that was occasional.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Oh, my bad.
And, nowadays, it's like a real, they put a fucking carousel down there.
Oh, really?
It's right where Jane's Carousel is, if you know where.
I'm not familiar with Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know where Jane's Carousel is.
Oh, yeah.
The Williamsburg Bridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right underneath. It's the 1846 was made.
Yeah, man. It's old carousel and the giant glass.
Yeah.
That was giant glass enclosure. That's a little bit further north from where I used to be. There's a factory. Have you been there, man?
Yeah.
Well, you know that factory that's right next? The carousel's on the north side of the factory. When I used to go hang out there, the factory was way on the north side of the property. So it was about another block south, closer to the Brooklyn Bridge, right under there. I remember there was this fancy fucking restaurant there, right? The Lighthouse Cafe, because there's a lighthouse on the water right there at the end of, right at the bottom of Cabinet Plaza. There's a lighthouse down there. They had a Lighthouse Cafe. And we go around this one way we've never been to get out of there before, and there's a fence. And what do you do when you're 17 and there's a fence? Jump it, man. Fuck that fence. We jump the fence. We land. We take a couple steps out of the bushes. We're in the fucking courtyard of this fancy restaurant, and they're having, like, an event, and we're just 19-year-olds. I mean, look, man, you see this? This is the way I used to dress when I was in high school. I thought this looked good when I was in high school.
And
I was in high school.
And you still do.
And now I'm just cold, motherfucker, because you got the door open. Otherwise, I wouldn't be wearing this shirt, man. This
I'm
is
doing
purely
that for you.
Utility,
the door,
man.
The door's open for you, man.
Nah, dude, you can close that shit.
Oh, then close it.
Jeez, man. How many times do I have to tell you I get cold? The thing about white people not getting cold is bullshit, man.
Nah, man. I think, you know what it is? You're also Jewish, right?
I'm Jewish, man.
See, that's what it is. There's
had to ask, man.
There's a whininess.
There's a definitely.
You know, I love Jews. I work with Jews. I've been 20 years. They're taking care of me. So, you know, I love Jews.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why people don't. I don't understand why they got beef with y'all. Like, why do people don't like Jews? I love Jews. They're great people. Oh, I mean, they're smart. They make money. If I get fucking in a bind like Avery, you know, I'm getting a Jew. I'm getting a Jew lawyer, dude. I'm not getting a Puerto Rican lawyer because I'm Puerto Rican. I'm not getting a black lawyer unless it's Cochran. Not the firm, but Cochran. You know what I'm saying? So he could rhyme my way out of shit. And I could just kick little rhymes. You know what I'm saying? But
it's like being represented by like DMX or Snoop Dogg. Yeah,
exactly, man. Fuck that. You know, I like Jews. They're taking care of me. Fuck that.
That's cool, man. You know, I said this. I don't know how many people. Do these people know what you look like? I don't know.
Who?
These people. Not the people in the room. Oh, the people on the other side of the microphone.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Yeah, I guess. This picture's up on the Facebook page. Cool.
I think you're like, the first time I saw you, I was like, oh, this is, I don't know, because they introduced you as Gary G, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The first time they said Gary G, and I was like, oh, this guy's last name is Goldstein. I thought you were like, I saw you, I was like, oh, this is like a Jewish guy who like grew up in the projects or something. I was like, Gary Goldberg or something. But then I spoke to you afterwards, I was like, oh, no, never mind. I just missed him. Because you look like, doesn't he look like fucking Ali G?
No.
Yes. Yes. Put that hat on, man. Put the hat on, man.
Come on,
put the hat on, man.
I don't look like Ali. although I will say this, my son back in the day sent me a picture of Ali G.
Oh,
remember that?
It said,
Dad be like, they sent me the wrong shit, man, or something like that. Remember that time when I got upset? Because they gave me the ball. Remember that time?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Pictures.
Nah, man. Nah.
Yeah, come on, dude. Look at the side of your face, man. Look at that shit, man. Look at that. Oh, that's even better, man.
Tilt your head that way.
Why are you giving me the glasses?
He's got glasses on.
Yeah, he's got glasses on.
Tilt
your head that way.
Dude, you're blind, dude. Come on. I can't put these things on.
Just tilt your head that way. Tilt your head that way.
Please, man. You guys ever noticed that before?
No.
Holy shit, man.
First of all, I'm 45. If anything, that nigga look like me. But I don't look like that dude, man. That's like when I had dreads. Everybody thought I looked like every light-skinned dude with fucking dreads.
He's got a sharper mustache. So
yeah, he's much more prettier than I am, man. I'm not that pretty. You know? What I do? Yeah, man, I look like every white fucking dude out there. He said I love to do for County Crook. And then everybody used to say I look like the dude, what was his name? Speech or something? The dude from A Game of Horseshoes. Remember that fucking song? Take me to another place. Let's go play a game of horseshoes. Or some stupid shit. They had the old man. What the fuck is the old man doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forgot the name of them. Urban something?
It was a longer name, wasn't it?
Urban something, Urban Squad, Urban Dance Squad. I don't remember the fucking name.
The song was called Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
There you go. See? Everyone used to say I look like him or the dude from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody tell you look like Zach De La Rocha.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, man. A lot better than Tom Waits. That's what I get every fucking day.
Well, everybody always says I sound like him. They always say, you got like that very Tom Waits thing going on. I'm like, I like Tom Waits, though. He's great. Tom Waits is great, dude.
Yeah, man, he's good. I saw this, I used to work at Joe's Pub.
I've heard of it.
It's like a club connected to the public theater on just south of Cooper Square, man. I worked there for 3 years, and we had a lot of cool shit come through. And the one thing that we had, these puppet company came through. Because it was like a club, but it was run by the theater, so we got a lot of eclectic shit.
Hold on a second. Just so I can be with you. What's eclectic?
I know.
He's ready to jump in and he can't explain it.
I don't know that I can explain it. I know what it means. It's like rare, weird, cool, stuff that not a lot of people know about, but it's very good. That's how I would define it.
All right, let me Google check that. Polo, is that the correct term?
Just about
that. Okay, cool. So, go ahead. We're on the same page.
And one of them was this puppet company. Man, I wish I could remember what they were called. And one of their acts, they had all these, like, I don't know, sketches. and one of them was called Tom Waits' Enchanted Bathroom, I think. And this, like, puppet of Tom Waits and this tiny piano. And I don't remember. I felt like the piano was actually making noise. I don't remember how that worked. And it was just giant Tom Waits' head, and the whole time he was talking like this, like, are you sound? It was pretty cool, man.
To me, Tom Waits, the epitome of rock and roll.
Epitome of rock and roll, huh?
Well, not alone, but he definitely eclipses it, you know? Like, he told this story once. He said he has a little kid. He goes, now I'm doing all this stuff, you know, with my kid. I, you know, go to school. He goes, so they asked me if I want to go on a trip to Guitar Center. He goes, I said, yeah. So I go to Guitar Center. He goes, I stand by the guitars. Nobody walks up to me. I walk over in the drum section, hang out. Nobody walks up to me. In the car, I drive the kids home. He said, then a couple of months go by, they go into a wreckage yard, and that, you know, they want to show the kids how cars are destroyed and, you know, they crush them and all this and that. So I said, sure, I'll drive out there. I get out there, we pull up, I step out the car, five guys walk up to me. They go, oh my God, Tom Waits. He goes, they know me in the wrecking yards. And he was sitting there drinking whiskey the whole time. I'm like, I love that dude. He's fucking great. That's what I want to be. Rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, just eclipse the whole thing of rock and roll.
It's interesting that that's what you connect to the rock and roll. I think a lot of people would put, like, Mick Jagger.
Oh, well, I would put Keith Richards.
Yeah, Mick Jagger and Richards.
You know what I'm saying? Richards is fucking rock and roll. My thing is, you know, you want to rock and roll, you're going to look like Keith Richards in the morning.
Yeah, the problem Hopefully is that he looks like back. Keith Richards every morning.
Yeah. Well, he's done a lot of rock and roll now.
Yeah, he's done a lot of... It's amazing. And you look at pictures of him when he was young, and you're like, how is that dude inside that fucking catcher's mitt of a face?
Yeah.
The dude looks like a catcher's mitt holding a cigarette.
Yeah, dude, that shit'll fucking... Yeah, he's a pretty ugly fuck, right?
And you look at him younger, it wasn't like he was more attractive. He just didn't look as used up.
He wasn't ugly.
All
right. Wow. He wasn't an ugly dude. You think Keith Richards was an ugly dude?
I think he was handsome.
I mean, he was rich. He was a rock and roll dude. He was all right as far as rock and roll goes, no? I mean, he was no Jim Morrison.
I was not.
He was what?
I was not attractive.
Oh, okay. You're more of a Jim Morrison guy.
Yeah, maybe. Jim Morrison was probably hotter.
Yeah, he definitely was hotter.
So
no homo. I have to say that.
Hashtag
no homo.
Hashtag no homo.
Yeah, he was a rock star too. I mean, sometimes it gets the better of you. You know? I just think, you know, like I want to go out like a rock star, so I got to be very careful when it comes to flying.
Selective?
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go to my first really big show by a plane. Because
how do you bus?
Dude. Bus or, you know, I don't even know if I can. Yeah.
I'll drive.
You don't
want to
drive. There you go.
Yeah, man. It's very dangerous.
You gotta be like,
Bubble Boy. This way, if I get hit by a car, I just fly there. I gotta do something. So I'm afraid of that. I feel like I'm gonna go out. You know, I'm gonna be that dude like, oh, it's never too late. At 45, he started doing comedy. He was moving up the ranks so quickly. And then he got that first big break, you know?
Took a flight.
Which is ironic, because he always wanted to play Madison Square Garden. But when he got that break, he was in Idaho. And he had to be there the next day, so he had to fly.
Yeah.
He had to fly. There was no way he could make it there without flying. And then the plane landed and went sailing right through the fence and into the fucking river. No more Jeep. It's fucked up. Check out episode 49. He talks about it. I'm telling you, I gotta be real selective, man. Very nervous, you know.
I got this. I can't wait to listen to 45 minutes up in that stage.
45 minutes, dude. I'm gonna be
very
kicking
superstitious.
I'm gonna be kicking it, man. I'm gonna talk a little bit about my life, I think. I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna talk about.
It's February 20th. You got a while.
There's an open mic in Long Island.
Yeah. That's Tuesday, right?
You down to go?
I would. I got a show on Tuesday. Oh, okay. I got a show at Rustico.
You want to go to Long Island with me, man?
Man, I would love to go, though. Dude.
How about you? Somebody drive me. If you Tuesday, go... next Tuesday.
What time?
7:30 it is. Come on, sir.
I know, but I come back.
Come on.
Yo, do the fucking that car rental, $14 for like an hour or two.
Really?
That car.
How much are you charging?
Cars that are all over the place.
What you charging?
Zip car?
No, nah, it's not zip car. It's
Lyft.
Cargo? Go cargo? Cargo?
Alright, cool. All right, so yeah, I'm there. I'm going.
Next time, let me know. I would go. I really wanted to go.
I haven't done nothing in Long Island. I think it'll be fun.
That's cool, man.
You know,
I did a show in the basement of a social hall in Southampton. I'm going to Southampton, so I'm expecting like a bunch of like uptight rich people, right? That's what I'm expecting. But it was not like that. It was
Trump,
all people.
Trump, white
it was
kids.
All people from like the middle of the island, like really like. And hey, man, I got no problem with any. I love everybody from Long Island. Not everybody. I got no problem with people from Long Island. The point
even,
is that
I wouldn't even be able to tell.
Oh, I'd be able. Tell.
No, I wouldn't be able to tell.
People from Long Island?
Yeah.
I can't tell.
If you're amongst them, you can.
Yeah?
I guess if you're
with them. Yes, you can.
So, listen.
Yeah. It's an accent.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Accent.
You grew up here, dude. Of course you can tell.
Of course you can tell.
Well, I just wouldn't know they're from Long Island. I would just know they're not from
about?
Here. I would probably be like, where are you from? Idaho?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not good with any of that shit, man.
Right.
I think I know. Anyway, so
you were doing
I'm out in Southampton, and I realize as the show starts, because I'm up like, fourth out of six. I got a really good spot. I was
that is a good spot.
I was up. So the host goes up and he's immediately, I don't know, it started. It was kind of weird because the bar was on one side and the show was on the other. So it was unclear if the people at the bar were really, initially were really with it. But we're doing the show and the guy in the front row was, there's three people heckling us that night. Three separate hecklers.
Oh,
one
wow.
guy who was on his phone and just calling out stupid shit. One dude who was like, I don't know, he was Latino, I don't know, I'm like him, I'm ignorant to that shit, I don't know. He wasn't sick, I know that, but he was some Latino, and he was wearing this giant, it was October, November, it wasn't that cold out, he's wearing this giant, like, snow camouflage jacket, like, and he starts, he's drunk, and he's shouting back at the host, and the host is taking it, he's like, trying to wear all these people down. Oh, the third guy was the dude running the show.
Oh, dude.
We go there, the guy turns the camera on, he turns the lights on, and I know a little bit about lighting, so I kind of cleaned up the lighting a little bit, and he's got the camera, and people, things aren't working, and man, nobody there is Chris Rock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're all sort of working it out, this is free thing, like, we're here, we're doing our good material, but not everything is lighting. And he's going like, when something doesn't work, and you've seen me, you know that I'm kind of hit or miss. Sometimes people love it, and sometimes
I saw that with the first and second show. You had a much better crowd the first show.
Right.
You had everybody, like, in the palm of your hands.
Yeah, the
second show, everybody was a little tougher, man.
Yeah.
Or just, they just didn't get it.
It's weird. It's hard for me. I don't, honestly, I don't, it's not an excuse.
Weird.
It's something I need to work on. It's hard
for
me to go first.
It's the fact of you just got to find your crowd, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's a crowd you're going to get, and that's it. Do your thing,
right.
And the people that feel you will start to show up.
Man, yeah.
And then they all get it.
Right.
You know, at least that's what I try to do. You know, fuck it.
You're really accessible. That's one of the things that really works about what you do, is that people, you get on stage and everyone's like, oh, I know this dude. This
but,
dude,
I forgot to bring this up since you're here. The show you did at the Bronx,
yeah.
Yo, dude, when the headliner got up and they had those kids sitting in the front, that was brutal, dude. That was fucking... Yo, dude, I went to go see this dude play, and then the headliner gets up, and there's four little kids, and not, like, so little, like, old enough to know, like, 10?
Yeah,
my kid's age?
10, 11, 10 to 12, you know? And, like...
Pre-teen.
Yeah, and like, that was like me personally. I feel like I would have did okay with it because I'm kind of going up there just going off the whim anyway. So they might have actually helped me out.
Yeah.
But like, if you're a comic that goes up there that you have your routine set, you rely on your timing, you know, like that brother did not handle that well, man. That was great. At first, he was doing good. But then I guess at some point he started feeling a little self-conscious, or maybe he might have wanted to work into more adult material.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
That's what I noticed.
But he was just like...
Every time you would curse, he would start cursing, but then he would like...
Yeah, but he killed it at the end with that
I
joke.
I thought he was good.
That joke at the end, he ended really strong with that
I
joke.
I thought he was good, but he was not happy when he came off that stage, and I know why he wasn't.
Yeah.
Dude, because what happened then... But what about when... Because what happened was, then he goes, is he using an iPad right now in front of me? Not an iPhone, an iPad. That shit lights up bright. I'm like, ah. Oh. And then, of course, the dude takes the iPad from the kid. And, like, now the kid got an enemy. He's like, yo, this dude just got my iPad. And they were sitting there a little quiet, but then he says something else, and they started getting a little. So they move him to the back.
Oh, no.
And when they moved him to the back, they were heckling from the back. No. Did you hear it?
The kid?
It was brutal. They were like, because he made the comment, y'all, like, bring the black dude back up. And they were like, yeah, bring the black dude back up. He was funny. I was like, this is brutal. That was fucked up. Huh.
I'm telling you, though, I think he ended it really strong.
I thought he was good I thought he handled the whole thing pretty well. Yeah. But I'm just saying that's, like, I think that's professionalism. Obviously, he's been doing it. Yeah. Somebody else would have been wrecked under it. I got nothing to say about what he did. But I just think that must have been brutal. I would have been get the... But see, here's the thing. I would have just... This is the deal. I would have just, you know... I would have just kind of rolled with it, I guess. But it was tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. A bunch of young kids. They're not supposed to be there, really. You know what I'm saying? It's comedy. We talk about pussy and dicks and balls and...
Smoking and drinking,
you know?
Yeah, but you know what?
And then they were sitting right in the front.
I don't even think that those guys... That the kids even really cared. I mean,
I don't think they did either.
I don't think the
much.
Kids cared and the parents cared either. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like I said, I would have just did my thing. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I fuck up in front of his kid all the time. Yeah. I'm always like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
I'm
sorry.
Some comments, I'm sorry. Not only being naked, I feel a little uncomfortable saying, being more friendly.
I'm sorry.
Other kids were places drinking going on too.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was just weird. That was weird. I was just like, woo. You know, I started thinking, I would probably just...
I was happy that we're my kids that were there. I wouldn't want my kids there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, right?
Hell no.
No, neither would I. Nah, I mean, it's, you know...
You would have thought ahead of time.
I don't want to call parents there. You think I want my kids there? First of all, I'm going to be talking about my kids, so I don't think they want to be there.
It's weird. I cannot imagine what it would be like to be heckled by kids, because I wouldn't know... I mean, I like to, when I get a little heckler, I like to play with them. I like to encourage them to be funny. That's better for everybody. And then let them get their laugh and then move on. That's what I think is pretty.
Yeah, if
you let them get the laugh or whatever, and then you move on,
I don't think I've ever had a heckler.
I was going to say, so you've been heckled.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say about the Southampton show. So the host goes up, he does his 15 minutes. There, he kind of gets them to settle down. First comic, not really much heckling. Not really. The one dude, one of the guys in the middle is on his phone the whole time. Second one, a little bit more, but not too much. Next guy goes up, and that was me. And they just, I don't know. You know, the thing is, you guys have seen me. You haven't seen me, but I'm weird, man. Not everybody gets me. I walk out there, I tell the first joke, and I never know if I got an audience until my first joke gets a laugh. Because my first joke, it says a lot about, and it's not always the same joke, but whatever it is, it's an introduction joke that lets you know what I'm about. What I'm about. And I'm about, a lot of people think, oh, that's stupid shit, man. A lot of people laugh. I think if you just don't think about whether or not it's like the smartest or the like most adult shit out there, it's just, I think if you just let it go,
people think it's funny. Jokes. It's funny to me, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I love about Tony. Tony and I are like two heads of the same coin.
Tony.
He's so funny.
Fucking
he's
insane.
So funny, man.
And he's a writing machine.
Yeah, man.
His Facebook page is just constantly new jokes, man.
Yeah, man.
That brother said, I stole a bike today. It was hard to get into my van with a little fat kid on top of it.
He's so funny.
And then he says to me yesterday, he says, I said to him, he says, yo, you know any other mics to hit? Because me and him we hit...
he lives in Staten Island, right?
Yeah, and we both hit Grizzly Pear together.
Okay.
And he goes, you know, that one starts at 4:30. It's a little tight. You know, I got to watch the kids get out of school at 4. And then I got to climb down the tree and get in my car and try to hustle over there. I'm like, oh, shit, this kid is nuts. My favorite shit he says, I like standing by the park and watching the little kids play. It reminds me when I was younger. Like when I was 20, I used to stand by the park and watch the little kids play.
That's funny, man. You know, it's funny. He's cool. I got jokes because I for a little while I did a little bit more risque kind of shit, But I didn't stand by it, and when it didn't work, I felt bad about it. That's why I like to be. That's why my jokes are so like, you can't.
I just didn't stand by it. You got to be able to own it.
Right. So
you know,
at least
be able to own it.
At least
like I did a whole bit on the N-word because somebody made a comment before I went up talking about why do Spanish people feel they could say it.
Oh yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, and I was like, I say nigga all the time. I say it all the time. I gotta try not to say it.
Yeah,
you know, especially at work. You know, especially at work. Somebody tell me something, do some shit. Yo, G, can you get this for me? I'm like, nigga, you ain't my fault. All right, let me get that for you real quick. Well, you ain't my boss, motherfucker. That's the worst. When people at work think they bosses and shit, they ain't bosses. Ask you to do shit. A couple of them motherfuckers at my job. I gotta be careful because people at my job listen.
Allegedly. How about if you say allegedly? Some people at my job, allegedly, man.
No, what's funny is I did a bit at the graduation show about this dude with no face.
Oh, yeah, man.
That I saw at my job.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were people there from my job, and they all knew exactly who I was talking about, yo. They were like, yeah, yo. And then my man afterwards goes, he sees this bit, because he didn't see the show, so I show him the CD, I show him the tape, and he goes, yo, dude, that dude is a little glidey. And I say the thing, it's not like he's walking. It looks like he's gliding across the floor. And he goes, yo, that dude is a little glidey. He does it like he's gliding, man. I ain't making shit up. It's just what I see, yo.
Gliding.
That motherfucker was gliding.
So you went to a mic with Tony, man.
Yeah, he's good.
Was he doing new stuff or was he doing more polished stuff?
Both. He was doing both. The mic, you should try it, man. It's Monday nights.
At Grizzly Pear.
It goes on from 4:30 to 7:30.
Oh, all right, cool, man. I didn't know that, dude.
Yeah. It's a good mic, man. Cause they do.
Who runs it, man? You know,
to Kid Duval. I think you met him.
Yeah, no, I know him.
Yeah, the Israeli kid. My boy. He's good people.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I don't really know
people.
Him, but
no, he's good people.
You know what else is good? Creepy Crackers.
Oh no,
it just started up again. They're running it. They're Tuesday night at 8:00, and they're running it at Lovecraft, which is on 50th Avenue B.
All right.
It's just a little bit down from where Stairs was, man. They're back, and it's pretty cool. I went there on Tuesday. I had a good time, man.
They got a good crowd?
There was a lot of comics there and a lot of the people there. It's a comfortable room.
Cool.
A lot of the people there were hanging out and there were people in the back. The guy was laughing the most because I was doing mostly new material, so it wasn't really hitting. And this guy in the back was laughing loudly and I was like, oh, that's cool. The guy in the back is paying attention. Either that or whatever conversation he's having.
It's time. There you go. Exactly. Yeah, we did that. We was playing one time when it was like a Super Bowl or some shit. And every time we finished the song, something good happened. So the shit made us sound good.
You gotta excuse me. I gotta write that down. And then, you know, and then I like the Laughing Buddha mics. A lot of people.
I like the Laughing Buddha mics, man. I'm big on the Laughing Buddha mics, man. I hit the Wednesday night 6:30. I love it.
Oh, right on, dude.
Yeah, my boy Tristan runs it. I love it.
Tristan Smith?
Yeah.
He's funny,
I think
man.
Smith. I'm not sure his last name.
The tall.
The beard.
The thick horn, the thick glasses.
No, he don't wear glasses. He got the baseball cap usually backwards.
Oh, Tristan Riga.
Yeah.
Oh, he's good people, man.
Yeah.
Tristan Riga. He's good fucking people, man.
That's it.
I like that dude a lot.
You know what's cool about the one on Mondays is they do two rounds. And the second round, like, the crowd gets to ask you questions.
Oh, that's cool. So, where?
At the Grizzly Pear.
Oh, nice. I got you.
Yeah, and a lot of people show up. They usually have like a little crowd and a little, you know, a lot of comics show up.
Yeah, of course.
So
man,
it's a good crowd. And the second round is always like, it's not always funny, but it's always real cool.
It's always something to do. Yeah.
It's always real cool because second round, you can do a bit, but most people take questions. So you could ask anything. People be like, yo, who would you rather fuck, your mother or your father?
Oh, shit.
And then they would be like, my father, I already came out my mother. So, you know, like all kinds of crazy shit. You know, but then some people ask deep questions too. You know, some motherfuckers be up there getting a little emotional shit. You know,
that's
whatever.
Shit, man.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I would like to check that out. Monday is a little early for me, but if I can go,
I mean, you can show up later,
right?
Because
right.
It goes to 7:30. As long as you get there by the first round, and actually, last week they let someone go on after the second round. They let someone go on and just do a couple of minutes.
And this is the one that Tristan runs.
No, this is the one that Duval runs.
Oh, this is the one that Duval.
Yeah. Yeah, Tristan runs Climate.
Yeah, no, I got
you. Yeah, I love Tristan. That spot, man. It's a great spot.
Yeah,
yeah, food.
Oh, and they give you food. Yeah, man. Yeah,
you
that's
guys,
why.
You guys been there?
Yeah. He goes with me a couple times. Wednesday night, they give you food. So that's
when
my,
when
that's
did you
my
start going
Wednesday
there,
night dinner.
Yeah, when did you start going there, man?
I started going in when I started the class whatchamacallit. So why did I start that class? I don't remember. August.
Okay, so it's only been like 4 months, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to their party. That was
yeah, I wanted to cool. be at that, but I had a show.
It was cool. I stand in the corner like the ugly chick or the nerd at a dance. And I didn't know which one I was at first, you know? Like, am I the ugly chick? Or am I the nerd?
Nah, man, I think...
Then I realized nerds nowadays got chicks. I didn't have no chick. I was sitting there by myself. I said, holy shit, I'm the ugly chick, yo.
Nah, man, I was the ugly chick for a while. I think it's reverse. I think it's like that episode of Twilight Zone where the whole time you think the chick is really ugly, but then at the end it turns out she's pretty and everybody else is ugly. You know that one? That's what was going on there. You were like the only, like, halfway, you know, whatever.
Nah, I was cool, but then, like I said, Tristan showed up, and then I was like, oh, I know him. And then some other dude showed up.
You know, have you seen Justin Smith?
Justin Smith? I probably have.
He's
a name sounds familiar.
Comic. He's a good, he's a
see,
big
what
dude.
Kills me.
He's a big dude, but he's, you know, but he's a good fucking comic, man. Yeah. He's so good, man.
I've seen a lot of,
he's gonna have, be very successful, man.
I said some stupid shit the other day.
Yeah, man.
I said, when I say I was at the mic, I said some shit like, yo, you know, this comedy shit is crazy, yo, you know? Like, it takes a lot to make it, you know? Like, you gotta have, you know, it takes some luck. You gotta be at the right place, right time. You gotta have some jokes. It'd be good if I wrote some of that shit, you know? Like, if I had some jokes, it'd be great, you know? I said, you gotta have a look. And I look at Duval and I go, you gotta look. People like you. You know, you're pretty, you know? And I said, and you gotta have it. You know, you gotta have that it, you know? And then I go, I don't know if I got any of that other shit, but I'm getting the fuck out of this place right now. I said, I feel it all over me. I'm an asshole, kid. I was like, fuck it. I think I got it.
Yeah,
like, I don't think I have something. If I don't, then why do it?
I like the fact that maybe I don't have anything, and that's what's unique about it.
No, I think you got to think about it.
No, but I like.
Otherwise, like I said, I'm trying to surround myself with people who have a thing about them.
I wrote a perfect example. I wrote a joke about your whole thing is about how you killed it at that set, right? At the finals of the competition, right? That not your whole thing, but that's what's been going on with you lately, right? With me, I got a joke where I go. I was in a comedy competition last week. I didn't win, but I did not come in second either. So my whole thing is that I lost, man. It's funny about the fact that I lost.
Yeah, but that, you know, that's, it was crazy is I thought what the best thing about my set was, I didn't even lie, to me, because I was watching it.
Yeah,
me, the best part was when I said, you know, I only got into this thing because it was $20. And I figured, it's the truth. Like, I didn't even look at it as a competition.
Right.
To me, it was $20 to do a show.
Right, yeah.
Same reason why I took the class. Because the truth of the matter is no one could teach you to be funny.
Yeah, man.
And I looked at it and said, at the end of the class, you get a show at Gotham.
Oh, okay.
And I went, I get a show at Gotham?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm old. I don't hang out. You know, I don't hang out no more. So it's like, I get to play in front of a crowd.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
And I said, if I impress, maybe the manager might be there.
Yeah.
When I impress someone, maybe they might go, oh, you were pretty good. You know, give me a number.
Yeah.
You know? So I said, fuck it. I'll take the class. And then I thought, it's not like it's going to hurt me.
Nah, man.
And the truth of the matter is, Jim Mandrinos was the teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
He taught me a lot of shit.
Yeah, man. You learn a
you
lot.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he taught me a lot of shit.
You learn a lot of shit in those classes.
And then the class was great, and the fucking show was fucking awesome.
Yeah, man.
You know? And I said, okay. And that's the same way I looked at this. I said, $20, that's much cheaper than the class.
Yeah.
And, you know, I ain't got to bother none of my friends. It's not a bringer.
That was the thing that hooked me. Was like, I'll pay $20 for a non-bringer.
Yeah.
And if I do well enough,
yeah,
then I get two shows for the $20 because they're not going to charge me to get in the second one. And that's $10 a show, which is what I pay for an open mic.
Exactly.
Because it's $5 to get in and $5 for a cheap drink, man.
Yeah.
So $10, and it's a real room. And there's somebody who, if I'm good, there's a guy there looking for me to be good.
Yeah.
The dude who's running the thing wants me to kill it so that he can be like, that dude works for me and put me in place.
Exactly.
It's not like anything else. That guy
wants. That's what I said. I said, fuck it, $20.
Yeah, man.
You know? And the truth is, if $20, these are my friends right here. It doesn't go deep into this.
Yeah, yeah.
And if $20 is going to save me a friendship because he comes with me, and sometimes it's fucking weak. And not only is it weak, but I'm weak. You know, like I come up there because for some reason, you know, I rise to the level of the competition. Oh, so although I was like better than some of the people there that night, I was still pretty weak, you know? So I know, you know, like, it's hard to get friends to show up,
yeah,
even
man.
For a three-person bringer.
Yeah, man.
It's hard to get friends to show up. I mean, you're gonna lose friends.
You got something. You got. You're very. You know, I hope you appreciate that.
Oh no, dude, I'm rocked when you say shit. When anyone tells me shit like that, I'm rocked. But I think you're good. So when you say it, I'm like,
thank you very much.
And we're in the same, you know, business. That's if you want to call it that.
It's cool. That was another reason I wanted to do that thing is because I know it's not gonna be a lot of people that I know. And there was one guy. There was one guy who I'd seen. I had a couple open mics at shows, and another dude who I had met once before, but everybody else involved in that thing was brand new to me, and I met some good people. I met you. I met Tony.
Yeah.
I met Ron. I met A. Marie.
Oh, yeah. She's cool people.
She's cool, man. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good show. These motherfuckers walked out when they announced that I won.
How come?
Because the cigarette was more important than seeing if their boy... You know what it was? They didn't think I was going to win.
They say,
you know, let's go smoke a cigarette.
I posted on Facebook before he won.
No, you did not.
Yes,
check
I did.
Facebook.
Check the time on the Facebook.
I checked it.
No, you
I checked it. Dude, I'm anal. I checked it.
I'm checking okay? right now.
You know what I find funny? Check this out. This chick at my job shared my shit on her page.
Right
on, she was like, check out my boy G doing this thing. Right? So I was like, oh, she shared it, you know? After like about a week, I said, let me go see. And by the way, big shout out to Monica for sharing it. I said, let me go see if, you know, how many people liked it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure you check it out sometimes. You put up a video, you want to see how many people like that shit.
Yeah, really?
You know, it's 2016, man. It's all about the likes, baby. It's all about the fucking likes. So I said, let me go check out the likes. And I'm looking, and you know, you got to scroll a little because she posted a couple of days ago. And I mean, she put up a picture of her glasses. That shit got 76 likes. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. So I'm like, oh shit, yo, this shit, yo. I get to my shit. Not one fucking like, yo. Not one. I said, that is hysterical. Whoa. I'm not going to say it didn't, like, you know, hurt the heart a little bit, but I was like, that shit is fucking hysterical. She put up a picture of her glasses. It got like a million likes. And everything averaged like 25, 26, you know? Not chick, so everybody fucking likes all her shit. That's why I was thinking of getting breast implants. Not because I want to be Caitlyn. I just want more followers on Instagram. Because apparently,
you're not gonna get anyone follow you. You know, a lot of people running away.
I think breasts bring followers. Okay,
not on your ass.
My ex lady has 776. I can't break. Let me see where I'm at right now. If it's at 60, then I'm where I'm usually at. Let's see where the G-man's at. Not 60, like, I think it's 260. Let me see. Oh, 260. There you go. I can't break 260. I'll get 7 new followers tonight, and I'll look, because they'll say, like, this person follows, and I'll look, and it'll be 157. I'll be like, wait a minute, I got 7 new ones and 8 fucking left. I don't know if that's the right math. I got a GED, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I could get 1 and I lose 2. You know, I don't get it. I think I'm pretty interesting. I put up pictures. Do I need to put up nipple shots?
Probably, maybe.
Yeah?
They get pierced.
No. I would never pierce my nipples.
Well, Prince Albert.
Oh, God. No.
Why would you even say that?
Not only would I not pierce my cock, but people out there and everybody here.
No.
If anybody ever tells you that they got their dick pierced, the minute they say it, look the other way. Because I'm telling you right now, as quick as they say it, they're pulling it out and they're showing it to you. I'm telling you that right now. It happened to me twice, people. Fucking twice. There won't be a third time.
You got to stop asking your father to see his piercings.
No, there won't be a third time. But that's a great one. Yeah. Nah, there won't be a third time. That's Ixnay on the pierced
dick snake. Yeah, I was at Kevin's shop once, this dude. Had a big, like, I guess, horseshoe ring with two balls on it, on a string, and he was playing with it. Like, it was probably about that thick. This dude said, let me see that. He was flipping it around his hand, looked at it, he's like, wow, what is this? He was this fucking cock ring, man. It was Prince Albert, but it was probably, like, this thick.
When he says this thick, he's showing a cigarette, people. That's disgusting.
So
he forgets that people can't see shit.
Wow, man.
And the dude goes, that's my dick ring?
That's disgusting. I would have punched him in the fucking head with that thing.
Dude, oh shit. He was playing with it?
No, because you
somebody
didn't
else was playing with it.
No, the guy had it. Yeah. Then some guy goes, what is that? Let me see it.
And
took
he plays
it.
With it.
He plays with it, and then he says, what is this? And then he tells him it's a dick ring. I'm like, dude, what is
that
this?
That would have been great. I would love to have said it, too. You know, I would have said it. I would have said, when he said, what's this? I would have said, oh, that's my dick ring. Yeah, that's my dick ring. That was in my dick. That's what you're playing with right there.
But that's now like you're just going to have to say that to the technician after your operation.
I went to a, I went to an Eric Clapton concert in a whatchamacallit.
1963?
No, in Madison Square Garden. It was like 1990-something, maybe. Late 90s. He was doing the blues tour. And it sucked because I thought he was going to play an original, and all he played was blues. So you get my fuck you shout out for that one there, Eric.
Circa 1991.
Yeah, whatever. It was when he had Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out, which was cool because I like that song, but nothing else. He didn't even play cocaine, nothing. Nothing original. No. It was all blues. Anyway, that's not the story. Story is we're sitting in the back, and like five white dudes come up in front of us right when the show's about to start. And the dude starts playing like maybe two notes in the blues, and they start dancing like they're at a fucking hippie show. You know, hands are wailing, everybody dancing akimbo. You know, just like, oh. And then one dude in front of me just looks down and goes, ah! Starts throwing up. And everybody's like, dude, dude. And they're bugging out. I mean, all over the seat, just throwing up, right?
In front of this dude's in front
right in front of us, the wrong in front of us.
He didn't
throw up nowhere near us, but right in front of us.
Yeah,
he threw
up. The people in front of them?
No, no, there was no one in front of him. We were in the nosebleeds. I wasn't paying that much for Eric. You know, I got good eyesight. So so they threw up, and I mean, 5 minutes into it, they leave.
Oh.
So now we're sitting there watching the show, not thinking nothing, you know.
Smell like puke?
No, nothing. You don't smell nothing. But then, like, these two dudes and these two white chicks come up. And they come walking into the fucking row in front of us, and the second chick slips. Whoa! Oh! Like she slips, almost falls, grabs the seat. And then she goes, oh, look! And then holding on to the seat in front of her, and the seat
on both sides
starts sliding, and just she's skiing, going, look, it's slippery! Oh, right? And me, I forgot who I was with. It was me, Butchie, and I forgot who the third person was. Might have been my brother.
Oh my God.
Sitting in the back. And she's sliding back and forth, and we're dying.
Oh,
we're dying. And she's sliding back and forth, and I go, watch this. And I lean forward, and I tap her on the shoulder, and I go, excuse me. She goes, yeah? And I go, somebody threw up there. And she looks at me like confused, and I go, yeah, you're playing puke. So then she stops, right? And as I sat down with this air of arrogance. Like, I just sat back like, yeah, let's watch how this unfolds.
What you gonna do now?
Yeah. So she turns around to face the show and then sits down in the chair, not realizing that's the chair he threw up on.
Oh.
And then the other chick sits next to her. They whisper in each other's ear. She pulls on the dude, and they all get up and leave.
Oh, man.
I was dying
so
for about 2 minutes because then we smelt it.
Oh,
and we were like,
she broke the seal.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fucked up story, dude.
Yeah, she broke the seal. And then after that, it was all over. We had to move our seats. But we moved closer, so rock and roll.
Nice.
But he didn't play an original. So once again, you get my fuck you shout out.
I like Eric Clapton.
I love Eric Clapton, but I would expect it, you know. I know.
About John Bonaruna, Bonarasso.
I like him, too.
You going to go see him?
Who the hell's that?
Joe Bonamassa.
Who is that? You like all these fucking guitar players I've never heard of.
He's number one blues guitarist in the world right now.
I know, but he just plays guitar, right?
No, he sings.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, you heard him sing Bird on a Wire.
Oh, maybe I do know.
That guy.
I'm terrible with names.
Joe Bonamassa.
I was calling Adam Gabal.
People make mistakes with my name all the time.
Gabal? Where the fuck was I getting that from, man? That's fucking. Anyway, why don't you grab that bad boy over there, man? As we look at the time, and on the 2 hour mark, like we're supposed to. Ooh. Stretchy.
Stretching it.
Anyway, people, I want to thank Adam Gable for coming
back.
Thank
you for having me.
Hold on. Before we start, you got anything coming up that you want to plug? Because this is going to be on part two. So you can plug.
Adam Gable, yeah. So there's a show that I'm running with this guy over here.
Oh, yeah. I'll be performing on the 25th.
At the Skinny Bar. It's called the F Word.
I'm excited.
It's called the F Word.
How many members do I get on that?
I'm not quite sure yet. All right, we don't have the lineup sorted.
Whatever. Whenever you show me the light, I'll shut up. I get right off the stage. I just wrap up whatever I'm saying.
I'll let you know beforehand. I don't run shows like that. You'll
like when I did both of those shows, I didn't even know how many songs we had.
I was a little unclear myself. Yeah, but no, the advantage with me is that when I see the light, I just go, okay, I stop the joke. I'm telling. Maybe there's a tag. If there's a tag that's good, I'll tell it. Otherwise, I'll just cut the tag off. I'll do my last minute because I know exactly what my last minute is.
Oh, see, I have no idea.
But that's the thing is that it's because of the jokes that I write. Every joke, every word is planned out. I'm a different.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying, and I respect that. Like, in other words, I feel like the way I do shit, sometimes people might take it as if I have no respect for the game.
No, man.
But I respect the art. I think it's great.
You do what,
and I try to do the best that I can the way I do it. So that's,
if it's funny, however, works for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm like I said,
it's not always funny.
Well, I'm not always funny, and I spend like 5 days working out, like every fucking word. Should I say but or and? But or and over and over again.
Wow, man. Yeah, we got to chill a little bit, because I need a little bit of that, I think.
I got some ideas.
I think I got to find a
common middle.
I got
some people that I think you could talk to.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, Mr. Anything else coming up?
I got a show. I'm in the NFL roast with A-Marie on the 25th.
And where's that?
No, it's Friday the 15th. That's at the, Jesus Christ, I don't know where it is. Man, I forgot. I'm a shitty plugger, man.
Anytime they can follow you? Anywhere they can follow you? Anywhere?
Yeah, well, you can find me on Instagram at AJ Gable.
Okay.
And then Twitter is at the Adam Gable, G-A-B-E-L. You'll know me because my Twitter picture says your picture here.
Okay, there you go. All right, baby. Take us home, man. That's been
Thanks
episode.
For having me, man.
Oh, man, it's been awesome having you, man. It's been fucking awesome having you, man. I want to thank everybody for coming down. I want to thank my man Big Al. I want to thank Polo, Mark the Rat, and of course Carlito for showing up tonight and hanging out, making this a great show. Episode 49 in the books. Stay tuned for episode 50. I'm really trying to make something special. I'm in the process of moving. But we'll get some shit together for you people. And for all you people that are still listening, thanks for listening. And remember, you can't unhear things. I gotta take a piss. You guys are still hot.
We're still hot. So this is like the extended cut. This is where, like, preview of the next one, like, somebody in the corner comes out, and it's like fucking Quicksilver, and he's like, I'm here now! But you gotta wait 6 months to fucking hear, find out what's up with Quicksilver. Extended scene.
What's up, Polo?
Exhausted.
Joined Blink today.
Blink, yeah.
Did you?
$25.
Yeah, I bought a stub timer. I'm about to install a telephone in the house.
You gonna do a what?
Not this hand here.
You gonna do a what?
No, I said I bought a stud finder. I'm going to install a pull-up bar in the house.
Actually, I'm going back to Synergy.
I need a stud finder.
This is cheap, too.
Yeah.
Which one's back?
Well, you need a stud finder for it.
Put
your
whole
wall
bike.
Is concrete.
Yeah,
you're
almost
you drill
concrete,
into any
dude.
Part of it?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Every wall is
every
solid
single
concrete.
Wall.
Yeah.
You
need a concrete
drill. You need a concrete drill bit first.
You need some shit wall.
He was trying to drill with a metal bit?
No.
Just a nail,
he goes, I need a stud finder. I'm like, dude,
your whole house is
it's a solid concrete building.
Oh, I got you.
Shit is fireproof, yo.
Yeah. Like if the apartment
you
above,
you, let him,
if the apartment above you ignites in fire, you could still chill downstairs for like 2 hours before you have to be like, it's getting a little warm. We might have to go.
I was like, it's for the bike in the between that wall. It's just loose.
You should have you shouldn't have told him, man. You should have been like, yeah, you need a stud finder. Would be like, I can't find this shit.
Yo, Polo, this shit is broken. It just beeps. It doesn't do anything.
Great.
Which wall? You're talking about the skinny wall?
No, not the skinny wall. The wall right by the door when you walk in.
On the
to the right.
On the right?
You gotta put like collars in the wall, man. With fuck it. You know what I mean?
No, for sure that's not concrete because I could knock and hear the next door neighbor.
For real?
It's just thin concrete.
Yeah, it's probably just there.
You don't shoot nothing in the wall,
man.
Yeah, do 3.5-inch nails.
That's as crazy as that. Cut it short so he can go.
I don't know. What the fuck do you mean short, dude? You're back here for like 90 seconds at least.
Dude, I drank two beers and I peed a fucking 40 ounce. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.